This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, May 2nd, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Walton Arts Center's Artisphere, Arkansas's Arts and Nature Festival, presents The Adventures of Alvin Sputnik, Deep Sea Explorer. That's May 13th through the 17th. This one-man show uses digital technology to tell the story of Alvin saving the human race and an ecologically challenged future. Tickets and more information available at artistspherefestival.org.
SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, presents its season finale concert May 10th at Walton Art Center. Under the baton of Maestro Paul Haas, the concert will feature Mozart's Hofner Symphony and Mahler's Symphony No. 1 in D major. Tickets available at 443-5600 or sonamusic.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Arkansas Power Electronics International receives a multi-million-dollar contract from the Air Force. And the Jones Center in Springdale receives a $1 million pledge from the George family.
Also, music from the Sweetwater Gypsies. Michael Tilley from the City Wire breaks down some numbers for us. Becca Martin Brown tells us what's up in entertainment this weekend and more.
But first, the Arkansas chapter of the American Red Cross provides blood to about 40 hospitals in the state throughout the year. But during the summer months, the number of blood donors declines. Marcy Manley, spokeswoman for the Red Cross in Arkansas, says blood donations are scarce in the summer because schools are out and families are on vacation.
The blood supply is a constant need that we're constantly having to replenish what has been used. And in those emergency situations, we want to make sure that we have a sufficient supply so that we can ship it out to our hospitals no problem when they make those requests.
Manley says she is grateful that on the day after the recent tornado, 70 people came to donate blood. There are a number of blood drives being held over the next few weeks in Northwest Arkansas. To find out when and where those drives are being held, visit our website, ozarksatlarge.com.
The Walmart Foundation is awarding 4-H chapters in Arkansas with a grant worth as much as $65,000. It's part of $2 million in grant funding distributed among 20 states. National 4-H Council President and CEO Jennifer Sarangelo says the program educates and encourages young people to find solutions to community health issues.
There's been some exciting work in Arkansas where young people in 4-H have started a Yoga for Kids program and integrated it into the schools. They've paired it with nutrition education, and the young people are provided with that nutrition education and a DVD to take home.
She says a majority of young people reported at least one positive nutritional change since participating in the program.
That means they've eaten more vegetables, or they're drinking more water, or they're getting more sleep, or they're getting more exercise. And they've told us, 85% of them, that that's happening because of this program. And those are the kinds of outcomes that we need in our community.
Sarangelo also says it is up to the individual states to distribute money to its underserved neighborhoods.
Walmart and the Walmart Foundation have committed $250,000 in cash and in-kind donations to support ongoing disaster relief efforts in the Midwest and Southeast portions of the United States. According to the retailer's charitable giving division, goods like water, food, and shelter supplies are being donated in-kind to organizations providing disaster relief in affected areas. The Walmart Foundation and Walmart are working closely with the Salvation Army and American Red Cross to assess the needs of those impacted by the severe storms and tornadoes and are monitoring further ways to help relief efforts.
The last honor flight will transport dozens of Arkansas World War II veterans for a one-day tour of Washington, D.C. on Saturday to visit military memorials, including one dedicated in their honor. This will be the 11th and final Arkansas honor flight. Supported by Tyson Foods and Walmart, more than 900 Arkansas veterans have participated. Bill McKenzie, director of aviation for Tyson Foods, as well as a Vietnam veteran, has coordinated all the flights. Speaking at a press conference hosted yesterday at Tyson Aviation, McKenzie said it's been an honor and privilege to help organize the journeys.
We leave here at leave XNA at 8 o'clock, get to D.C. about 11:30 their time, go from there to the World War II Memorial, and it's we stay there about an hour. Then we go to Korea, Vietnam, and stay there less than an hour, and then we go to Iwo Jima, which is the Marine Memorial. And then we go to the Air Force, and from there we go back to the airport at Washington National, get in back in here about 8 o'clock.
The public can come meet the returning World War II veterans at 7:45 tomorrow evening at Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport for a special reception, including a color guard and patriotic music from the Rogers Heritage High School Band.
The University of Arkansas has been listed among the greenest college campuses in the country. The Princeton Review's guide to 332 green colleges this year included the U of A, and while schools' green ratings, scores between 60 and 99, based on sustainability practices, policies, and offerings, aren't published, only schools with ratings of 83 and above are included in this year's guide. The U of A was cited in the publication for various sustainability initiatives, including the pledge to make campus carbon neutral by 2040, requiring LEED certification for all new construction, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions to 2002 levels while adding 5,000 more students and 1.6 million square feet in new facilities.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals lost yesterday after two straight wins in Springfield. The Nats fell to the Cardinals 7-3. The four-game road series concludes tonight, and the Naturals are back at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale tomorrow to open a four-game series against the Travelers.
Forecast calls for mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows from 41 in northwest Arkansas to 48 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny with highs from 78 to 83. Tomorrow evening, clear with lows in the low to mid-50s.